Hey, Dr. Chris Sanford here, a.k.a. Dr. Travel, a.k.a. Worm. Malaria, a life-threatening infection, is transmitted in about 90 countries around the world. Characterized by high fever, sweats, and chills, malaria is present in most nations in the tropics, including many countries in sub-Saharan Africa, Asia, and Latin America. Globally, it kills over 600,000 people each year. And every year, about 2,000 people in the U.S. become infected with malaria, almost all of them travelers who acquire it abroad. The vector, the thing that spreads the disease to people, is the mosquito, specifically the female's Anopheles mosquito, which feeds at night as well as dawn and dusk. Hence, the first topic to discuss is reducing your mosquito bites. There is tremendous benefit in what we term personal protection measures. These strategies not only reduce risk of malaria, but also other insect-spread diseases, including dengue fever, Zika, and chikungunya. The best two insect repellents are DEET and picaridin. A good percentage for DEET is 20 to 35%. A good percentage for picaridin is 20%. You apply these both to exposed skin two or three times each day. Now, note that these go to exposed skin only. They don't go on your clothes or under your clothes. A second thing, permethrin goes to your clothes. And one application lasts for a long time, either for 6 weeks or for up to six washings. You can either spray it on your clothing prior to your trip or put some in your washing machine in a solution. The other thing to do when you're traveling is, if you don't have air conditioning, to sleep under a bed net. A bed net is more effective if it's treated with or already impregnated with permethrin. In addition to measures to reduce insect bites, you should also take a medication to prevent malaria if you are going to a malaria endemic region. There are two categories of malaria, chloroquine sensitive and chloroquine resistant. In countries with chloroquine sensitive malaria, chloroquine still works as a preventative medication. But in most countries with malaria, resistance to chloroquine has developed so that taking one of the three medications to prevent chloroquine resistant malaria is necessary. The list of chloroquine-sensitive countries is fairly short and includes those on the island of Hispaniola, Haiti and the Dominican Republic, and most areas with malaria within Central America. For these countries, you take chloroquine or a derivative, hydroxychloroquine, brand name Plaquenil, once a week, starting 1 to 2 weeks early, continue while there, and for 4 weeks after leaving. But for most countries with malaria, most of Africa, Asia, and Central America, chloroquine is no longer effective. The most commonly prescribed medication to prevent chloroquine-resistant malaria is Malarone, which is a combination of two medications, proguanil and etovaquone. Its popularity is due to its relatively low rate of side effects. Most people tolerate it well. Rarely, it can cause headache, nausea, or diarrhea. It's taken once per day, starting 1 to 2 days prior to entering the area with malaria, once per day while there, and continuing for 7 days after leaving. It used to be fairly pricey, but the price has come down since it became available as a generic. Another option for chloroquine-resistant malaria is doxycycline. It is the cheapest of the three options, but has a higher rate of side effects than Malarone. Many people tolerate it well, but it can cause nausea, diarrhea, sun sensitivity, and other side effects. It's taken daily, starting 1 to 2 days before entering the malaria area while there and for 28 days after leaving. The third option for chloroquine-resistant malaria is mefloquin. This has the highest rate of side effects of the three and is being used less and less. Although it's an effective preventative medication, its side effects include changes in mood, bad dreams, nausea, vomiting, and diarrhea. There are a number of categories of people who should not take it, including those with any sort of mental health issue, including depression or anxiety. Another drawback of mefloquine is that there is now mefloquine resistance in several areas in Southeast Asia. A plus is that it is approved for use in pregnancy. It's taken weekly, starting at least 2 weeks before entering the malaria area while there and for 4 weeks after leaving. Now, how do you tell if you need to take an antimalarial drug for a particular destination? One good way is to check the CDC website at cdc.gov for a particular country. You click the button that says Traveler's Health, then click Advice for Travelers, then click Destinations, and you can find every country. Now, this discussion is only summary. Malaria, its global epidemiology, transmission, and prevention is extraordinarily complex. There are entire medical textbooks on malaria. There are physicians and researchers whose entire career is preventing or treating or researching malaria. A few complexities. There are four different species of malaria, each with its specific geographical distribution, with falciparum being the most severe and the most common. The level of transmission is not uniform. There are some areas, such as sub-Saharan Africa, of high transmission, meaning that if you don't take a preventative drug, the odds are that you'll get malaria, the odds are high. And there are areas such as Central America with relatively low levels of transmission. There are different species of Anopheles mosquito which transmit malaria, each with its specific geographic distribution and feeding proclivities. There is seasonal variation in malaria transmission with heightened risk during and following a rainy season. But the bottom line for the traveler is that utilizing personal protection measures to reduce mosquito bites and taking preventative medication markedly reduce risk. One point about the seasonality of malaria, even though most regions have seasons of more and less malaria, because of weather variations and other factors, taking a preventative medication is recommended even during the off season. Now, there are a lot of myths floating around concerning malaria. One is that the medications to prevent it are so toxic that it's better not to take them and to risk malaria. In decades past, the medications were relatively high side effect, but the medications currently used are usually well tolerated. Studies that look at the approximately 2,000 people in the U.S. who develop malaria each year show that almost all of them either did not take a medication to prevent malaria or they took an incorrect medication, for example, chloroquine in a chloroquine-resistant region, or they didn't finish the full course of the medication. Given that malaria is a life-threatening disease and that obtaining medical care in most of the regions with malaria can be difficult, your safest option is to take an appropriate preventative medication when visiting a region with malaria. The CDC site, as I say, online at cdc.gov, has high-grade information on preventing malaria, and my book, Staying Healthy Abroad, A Global Traveler's Guide, available at Amazon or the University of Washington Press website, discusses all this as well.